All over the world, body decoration is seen as a form of creative expression. People wear makeup and jewelry, acquire tattoos, wear hats, sunglasses, and all kinds of accessories. In PNG, body decoration or self-adornment is known in Pidgin as bilas. Just as there are many different cultures in PNG, so forms of bilas vary in style and meaning, and can reveal aspects of the identity of the person or the community who wears it. Different colors, designs, and materials have different meanings. The skin itself was the focus of much bilas. Earlobes and nostrils were pierced, then decorated with shells and other ornaments. And in the Isipik region, the chests and upper backs of young men were scarred during the initiation, often in patterns representing their animal totem. Face and body painting were also important. Natural materials were used to make paints, with different groups having traditional colors. Today, modern paints are often used for the same purpose. Body decoration is especially widespread and finely developed in the highlands where there is little or no tradition of carving. The creation of ceremonial dance costumes and wigs is important in this region. Some of the most striking examples of bilas are the great masks, often carried on the heads of dancers. The Asaro mud men of the Eastern Islands wear a headpiece made mainly of clay plastered over a structure, in which eye sockets, ears, and mouth have been created. The dancers' bodies are covered with the same clay. Many forms of bilas are no longer practiced, although ear piercing is still popular. One of the main reasons for this decline is the colonization of PNG by Europeans. In the past, many missionaries thought bilas to be sinful and discouraged the practice, especially the ritual scarification associated with initiation. In PNG today, most people wear contemporary clothing, and traditional forms of bilas are usually only worn on special occasions or at events attended by tourists. However, over the last three decades, the wearing of bilas has been revived as a way of asserting traditional culture and national identity.